From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Defying the United States and Europe, Iran has resumed nuclear research after a 2-year suspension. The International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed the move and said that Iran intends to work on uranium enrichment, a step that could produce fuel for nuclear weapons. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports, Iran's actions were met with immediate disapproval from Europe and from the White House.
For months, Iran has been threatening to resume its nuclear research, but under pressure from the U.S. and Europe, its officials have backed off these threats until now. On Iranian state television today, the deputy director of Iran's Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammad Saidi, said Iran's nuclear research centers have restarted their activities. The research centers for nuclear fuel technology began their work, Saidi said. Some of the installations that were sealed had their seals removed in the presence of inspectors of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Now we have no impediment to our research work. Saidi said Iran was not taking steps to produce nuclear fuel. That, he said, was still under suspension. The IAEA said that its inspectors were present when the seals were removed and that Iran had informed it the research would include small-scale uranium enrichment. The agency's director, Mohammad Al-Baradeh, expressed concern about the Iranian move.
What's happening this week could turn into a major crisis. International community made it very clear that maintaining the suspension of all enrichment activities is a very important confidence-building measure at a time when the agency has not yet completed its work in verifying Iran program and making sure it is a peaceful program. We are not really making the progress in our investigation there with the speed we would like to see, particularly after 3 years of going through a very difficult process of investigating an undeclared program that lasted for 20 years.
The Iranian action provoked an immediate response in Washington, where White House spokesman Scott McClellan said it would be an escalation if Iran begins uranium enrichment.
There's serious concern throughout the international community about the regime's behavior. And given Iran's history of concealing and hiding their nuclear activities from the international community and its continued noncompliance of its safeguard obligations, such concern is well-founded. It's also why the international community has sought objective guarantees that the regime is not developing nuclear weapons under the guise of a civilian program.
Iran developed a secret nuclear program that became public only 3 years ago. During the IAEA's probe, it discovered traces of enriched uranium on equipment in Iran. Enriched uranium can be used for fuel in nuclear power plants or in the core of nuclear bombs. The government of Iran insists its nuclear work is for peaceful purposes only. Iranian officials are adamant that Iran has the right to a nuclear program. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, speaking in the holy city of Qom a few days ago, said Iran would defend its rights despite pressure from the U.S. and Europe. They are saying that Iran doesn't have the right to pursue nuclear research, Ahmadinejad told the crowd. If we were to give these bullies a chance, tomorrow they will tell us that we do not even have the right to have universities. 2 years ago, in negotiations with Great Britain, France, and Germany, Iran agreed to a voluntary suspension of activities related to uranium enrichment, but the negotiations failed to produce a lasting agreement. Russia came forward recently with a proposal to manufacture nuclear fuel for Iran, but there have been contradictory responses in Iran to this proposal. The whole process has frustrated the IAEA's normally diplomatic Al-Baradeh, who called on Iran to exercise maximum restraint.
I would like the Iranian authorities to understand that the patience of the international community, including my own patience as head of the agency, is running out, and they should be able to draw their own conclusions.
If Iran is called before the UN Security Council, it could face the imposition of economic sanctions. Mike Schuster, NPR News.